There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
I'm so glad that we don't know anything about gravity. We do our best.
Don't fall down. That's all I know.
That's what I know. Thank you, guys. Honestly, we got some really good emails this week.
We did.
Some people, obviously, this is why we don't give medical advice.
No medical advice here. Very little science news, if anything. And the only time we would ever even think about science is ufology.
Ufology, which is the most important science of them all. And it's for us, we stay focused on what we know best, which is talking about having liquid shits on the road.
Absolutely.
I can tell you where to find the best chicken wings across this great ass fucking country of ours. Anywhere you want rib stick and meals, I'm your man. Right? I can do that.
Absolutely. You're a hairy Guy Fieri. You are. You can smell deep fried lard from 10 miles away.
And I'll pick out the best versions of it.
Absolutely.
So that's where you really want to trust me. I know about what types of burn marks are left by a serial killer and by UFOs. So that's mostly what I know about.
Your thumb, when back in the day when you would run out of weed and you had to smoke your resin.
Yeah, bro. I remember back in the day.
Anyway, this is Side Stories. Those are the types of things that we know. And of course, a lot of true crime. Why does it matter? It's because people come to us for all the information. But
we did learn that
the mass of an object when falling doesn't matter.
We're putting people to sleep.
Yes, it's the surface area that matters.
I want to point out the fact that we sat and we struggled trying to understand and talk about terminal velocity last week.
Well, to
and
be
Fernando,
fair, I was.
Who
I,
is an engineer?
Yes, he knew.
Sat and watched it. He knew. And he said, oh, it was funnier to watch us struggle. And then you have all these people write in being like, oh, well, maybe if you understood elementary physics, and be like, I don't.
Nope.
I know. I'm a comedian.
I know
I'm a
blood.
Professional comedian.
I know blood. I know politics. And I know, again, as it butts, and I know food and science. Borophil.
But honestly, thank you guys so much. And the pilots who reached out, who actually also want us to mention that sometimes you have to do computer programming and change up the programming. Sometimes you don't. We made it sound a little bit scarier than it needed to be on the show, but that's mostly because I was trying to make you afraid, Kissel.
Absolutely, not the audience be afraid. This is why you can't be afraid when every day you wish you were dead. Mm-hmm. When it comes to flying, interestingly enough, thank you.
Golf clap.
Did you see this story on Southwest? I don't like Southwest Airlines because I'm not Lord of the Flies. I can't be fighting over my seat. I always get there late because you know I'm hanging out. If there's a Chili's or an Applebee's at the airport,
of course,
I'm getting there at the very last
second.
You
love that. You love the thrill of being late.
There's something about it keeps you alive.
It drives me crazy. But honestly, I don't fly Southwest only because I choose one airline and I don't care if it sucks or not. And I just stick with it. I fucking stick with that fucking bullshit.
Well,
I go there. I accrue my points.
It doesn't matter
because they're all fucking the same. They're all the same except Southwest is definitely significantly worse unless they're advertising for us. And then we're going to say, join the Southwest family with your new code, LastPod. I actually don't know if that's
absolutely.
If we do that.
Well, when flying Southwest, bring the new boxing gloves that we're selling here at the LPOTL merch store. I'm an American Airlines guy now. It's on brand, number one. And number two, they serve you drinks before the plane flies, before it takes off. So that's nice when I get my Bloody Marys.
You really want to liquefy everybody's feelings of not wanting to attack them. I think that's really important.
You mentioned how Southwest sucks, but in this case, it's more of a jerk-off situation.
Mm.
A dude is facing federal charges because let's not forget, when you do something on a plane,
that's government. That's over state lines.
That's government scenarios. So it's much more serious. This dude exposed himself several times in front of a female passenger. This flight was from Seattle to Phoenix, and he also managed to jerk off four times.
Okay,
wait
a second.
His name is Anthony Sherrod McGarrity.
I'm glad we got his name. I wonder
Antonio,
in my mind.
I'm sorry.
This is my thing, right? First of all, I get horny on a plane sometimes. You've seen me.
No, I haven't.
Sometimes when
don't
I'm,
wink at me like that.
Sometimes
no,
I
one
get...
time, no. The only time that I have ever heard anything from your underbelows was when we flew to Australia, 17-hour flight.
And then I sat on the buckle.
You
the
sat
time.
On your buckle, and then I said, "How was your flight?" You said, "My asshole
me
is killing me." But I didn't know that you actually got aroused on planes.
Well, because honestly, mostly it's when I'm drowsy. When I'm drowsy, sometimes my boner pops up.
Instinctively,
right?
Your body is like, don't forget to do one more thing before you go to bed.
Do you remember? But how long's that flight? Seattle to Phoenix is probably what, 3 hours?
You nailed it, my friend. You are indeed a frequent flyer. It's a 3-hour flight. He pulled down his pants and masturbated in front of this poor female passenger.
Oh, so now, at least okay, four this is what, times. Obviously, this is rough. And we've talked about this before. This style of story has come up before where I want to applaud that woman for taking the trauma on and fucking getting it because she kept the plane in the sky because all she had to do truly was scream. It was like the other story where the guy grabbed the dude's leg and it was like, you want to come over here and play in the brambles?
Sure.
And like he was doing that thing where like the guy again took one for the team, didn't scream because if you do, the plane's got to take an emergency landing and nobody gets to Phoenix.
I would say that in this situation, maybe an emergency landing would be warranted.
Well, if you're doing
it course,
four times, which also, that to me, that smells, there's drug use here. There's a little bit of drug use here.
Maybe.
Because did you go, how, you know, I need
drug?
A cool off period.
All right.
Well, I have to have a, there is at least, maybe it's my age,
maybe,
but at least
is
an hour long cool off period between jerking off, depending on if I have to get it all in there before I go to prison. Like if I have to go to prison for 10 years, I'm going to try to get it all out in the comfort of my own home
and
before I turn myself in.
McGarrity looks like he probably will be going to prison. I don't believe that he jerked off to completion four times. I think it was a jerk off motion that was made with his penis in hand. And then I would assume at some point someone says, sit down. He should have been, rarely do I believe in total brutality, but I do think a bungee cord
clocked
situation.
Yeah, he should have been
the
tied
duct
to the
tape,
seat.
I do miss when TSA, or not TSA, rather, when airline flight attendants were just duct taping everybody.
Yes.
I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah, sure.
I do think the freakouts have been limited. I think people are coming back to being humans again.
A little bit more normal, yeah.
But certainly
was
not in this case.
Was he literally standing up and doing it? Or what? It
so
seems like this
is
he was there on in the seat next to her and trying to just show her.
It was seat 11F. That was the seat that McGarrity was in, and the female witness was seated in 11E. Now, the complaint states, shortly after takeoff...
God, you have to be in a middle seat, too.
Oh, God. That's devastating. Shortly after takeoff, while the aircraft was in the air, McGarrity exposed his penis by pulling down his pants...
That's how you do it.
...and shorts, and began masturbating. At some point during the flight,
so
McGarrity,
I just don't understand. How do you do this when you're sitting in a chair openly... On the plane, I'm not, obviously,
my
you
grandmother,
just do it fast.
My grandmother used to drop her pants while sitting all the time. It
but
was
she's
quite
old,
weird.
And we all have to act like
but she was doing that
it.
When she was young. That was one of those things where sometimes you reach an age where you're normal. For what? Sometimes you reach an age that finally your activity catches up.
Oh,
and
that's
like,
what we're
that's
getting
normal.
For.
She's old. She drops her pants. But she used to do it when she was 30, too.
Well, I used to remember, I think I probably made this joke about your grandmother before. You remember the thing when you used to get from Spencer's and you squeeb the bulb and it make the fat man's pants fall down?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that for an old woman.
Yeah.
But this is sounds like this should have been noticed by somebody. I feel like if you were fully...
Well, that's so what happened
I
was,
mean, I wouldn't look. I'd also do the... I know we're from New York. I understand how
I would
you
whack-a-mole
could just,
it.
I would just let the reality just close
you
over my eyeballs.
You unsheath your cock in front of me? That's
oh,
fair
I'll flick.
Game.
Oh, yeah, I'll
I'm
flick.
Fucking
I'll
punching
flick
it. Yeah. I'm going to punch
oh,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, at some point during the flight, McGarrity, he must have been exhausted, so he fell asleep. And then that's when the female witness got up and advised the crew about the incident.
Oh, God.
And then, of course, the crew, she took some pictures of McGarrity, and then they moved her to another seat.
That's nice.
And then when it landed in Phoenix, of course, you know the Phoenix PD, they're like, another one.
Oh, great.
Why is it whenever you come into Phoenix, they
Brian?
Try to jerk off? Come on. He was questioned by officers, and then he was detained by the FBI. He admitted to his actions, telling law enforcement
yeah, I did it.
That he knew there was a woman that could see him, but claimed she put her hands in the air and told him, it doesn't really matter. And then he said,
"That
this is what he says.
That did not happen.
She says, she told him it doesn't really matter if he masturbates, which he thought was, quote, kind of kinky. So none of that's true.
None of that is true. He must be Italian.
He might be. So McGarrity is now facing charges for lewd, indecent, or obscene acts on an aircraft. However, he only faces up to 90 days in prison.
Yeah.
And a $500 fine. You can get a larger fine littering or walking across
sure.
the street.
You're speeding.
With not waiting for the light. So I actually... Again, we hate the prison industrial complex.
He could be punished a little harder.
90 days, because I feel like
he's going to do it again.
Oh, very much so. I think that he actually kind of likes the idea of jerking off in prison. I think that it's going to be that's going to bring a new, whole new captive audience for him.
He is on the no-fly list from now on.
Oh, that's
good. Honestly, think about your pants. Think about the fly. Maybe you should be on the fly list.
You know what I'm fucking scared of now,
though? Zip it up.
Is the busts. Because now he's busts. He is on the buses, and that's common
behavior.
That's a good
point.
There are people that will root for you to jerk off in public on a bus.
Oh, my
goodness. You'll get a bunch of people all together being like, he's doing it. I knew this was the cool route.
Yes.
And then he start doing it.
And his punishment, not that we're going to talk about it, but it is worse than what Will Smith got with the Oscars. 10-year ban, Southwest says.
Oh, no, he
doesn't
get to go to a fucking whatever.
We're done with that.
Yep.
McGarrity has received a lifetime ban.
He should.
So no more Southwest for him.
Oh, no.
And.
Oh, no, he's coming to Delta.
Yep. And so on
Delta, please. Delta, no.
No, I believe he is just on the no. I think also he can't fly anywhere.
He shouldn't. That's at least what he get. But I just feel like there's something about those types of crimes where truly it's the slap on the wrist just makes him horny. It just makes him hornier for it.
It seems
like I feel like if you just take one of these guys like once a year, be like, public masturbator, we choose you. You get 10 fucking years because we don't do it all the time, but we're making an example of you only just to this one crime should probably be snuffed out.
Is there anyone listening? Let us know. SciStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com that would ever think that this was hot. Is it?
Male, female, whatever.
I am thinking from my, obviously, I'm a straight male. I'll never forget when I saw a vagina out of context.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking up. It was on the Essex Street stop off, I believe it was the F train.
Oh.
And I'm walking up and this chick was wearing a short skirt, no panties. And I saw a vagina in the wild.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's jarring.
It's like Cthulhu.
Yeah, but it doesn't make me go boing.
No, exactly. So I feel like if I'm sitting on a plane and all of a sudden a chick whips out her beaver, you know, and not just the animal, her vagina, you got it.
Oh, wow.
I think I would say that's nothing for me right now.
Hey, now. Like, let's think about this. Things have gotten quite out of control.
Crazy.
You are a woman I wish I could have met in other circumstances.
Sure.
But we're on a plane. And
I also think the type of woman that's going to whip out her vagina isn't the type of woman that you really want to see the vagina up.
She's deeply mentally ill.
And the same thing with this man's penis.
Yeah, you are somebody, if you see somebody whip out their vagina, because also that's, tell me if I'm wrong, I think it's harder to whip out your vagina than whip out your penis.
Oh,
your penis,
absolutely.
You can thread through the fly.
Well,
You can't open up.
No,
and
you would have to be sitting in first class where you really get a good recline.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And then technically, if we're in first class, in a way, you kind of deserve it.
I just really doubt that his story holds up in court. She put her hands up and says it doesn't matter.
No woman's ever done that. No one has ever done that.
But
ever
maybe
once.
With a partner or something like that. Now,
yeah,
if you're with
course.
A partner,
someone,
you can
yes.
get a secret jerk off or
that's
something.
Incredible.
That's a whole nother thing.
That's something else.
Although,
but again,
that you have to be very careful with that.
Still, just like the thing is, what if their kids on the flight and shit? And like, you don't want to fucking, like, you know,
you don't
not
do
to
it.
Be a prude. But I feel like when it comes down to it, you don't want to, like, I can't jizz with families.
I know.
And that's good for me because that's kept me safe. That kept me safe, keeps my family safe. Because when it comes down to it, I just can't get a bing bong when there's any sort of child there.
Absolutely not, because you, my friend, are a well-adjusted, fully grown adult.
Yep. Can you see these muscles?
Isn't that amazing?
See these little knees?
I want to talk about this really quick. Someone sent me this in last minute that's very interesting about someone has been putting these cryptic messages about secret societies inside of food items. This person, this
really?
Is now, like, this is reported on Reddit. Someone got these weird things in a chobani.
Oh.
Someone got it in a packed meat thing, like something else, like, it's, and it
Wait,
seems to be.
So they're sealed in there?
Yes. Someone who is packaging
this is an inside
these
job.
Things. Yes. Someone who's packaging these things is putting them up inside of various, food things,
okay.
food packaging. So this is what it reads. I don't even know if I can get through all of this. Secret societies, SS, ties to terror, M, mass shootings go unreported, JFK, Lincoln, Wilson, warned of secret societies, a secret sign symbol unites, SS, their sims tied to Saturn, Lord of the Rings, Time, Toyota, Audi rings, China, Islam, who does the crescent, it's a crescent, with ball, star, clock, prayer wheel, cross, with, RG fire, NATO, KKK, they're the same, CIA, Yale, NFTs. That's in there. That's new.
It
Face,
seems
target,
a little,
SS
it,
agents, throughout. No,
I'm not an editor. I'm just going to say it seems a little manic.
Hmm.
Just a little.
It needs another draft.
What is this form of, like,
It's broad, it's vague, it's kind of reads like a
Disney
cue.
Tower Pillar Tree. If you just kind of look through, you know those things where they show us like a square of letters, and they're like the first three words you
that
see
pop out. Yeah.
That'd be your year. It does seem as you look at this, you just see pedophilia. They shorten it. Saturn's occult rites, Nazis concerts, okay. Nazis and concerts. Or
so,
evil.
So like Nazi and like a Fleetwood Mac concert.
Any concert.
Okay.
That can be used. Then you have stuff like Dole. Bob Dole is in there.
Bob Dole,
he's still in there. Skull and Bones. Confederate flag. Confederate flag is the symbol of the real resistance, is what they say right here, they lost a long time ago.
Yeah.
Then the Dragon Kings, which is the origin of royalty. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
It's just one of those.
Did David Icke lose all of his money? Is he working for Chobani now?
He's out there. No, David Icke's still on the touring circuit.
I would go watch him live.
Oh, I thought about it, but his shows are 6 hours long.
I think he does full seminar weekends.
Yes, he does. And you can go and you can hang out with him and you can go and see what his breath is like.
Oh.
I'm certain it's not very
good.
Oh,
it's nicotine.
He's got iguana breath. Iguana breath.
Absolutely. If there's any lizard person, it's actually him, of course. It's always a deflection.
But if anybody sees one of these little squares, I'd love for you to send pictures of it and send it to us.
And, I'm kind of for it.
Oh, sure.
It's a little bit trippy knowing that the person that packs up your Yoplait is
deeply,
maybe batshit.
Yeah.
But at the same time, what do we expect?
I don't know.
They work in a factory. They're around liquid. It's a, what do you call it? Bacteria all day.
Also, when it comes down to it, what's nice about those types of jobs is that your mind can go free. Because it's manual.
I think, no.
You're sitting there
and you're
working and you can sit and
think. I think if your mind goes free, that's how you lose your arm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro.
I guess that's true. I guess now that's why I guess we're all going to be robots, huh?
No, factory work is really difficult.
It really is. And I think about it all the time. I think about how that would be a nice way to, I'm very proud. We'll reach out to the union men, fellow union men, over doing the Amazon factory in Staten Island. Yeah. They fucking flipped it. So
anything can happen. Start treating our employees with more dignity and more respect.
Absolutely.
Bust their
if not,
butts.
And support some of their ideas.
Why not? What's that one say?
It's the same thing, but it just says lies in bigger letters. And that's what's important. I think we need to support our schizophrenic factory workers.
Absolutely.
And just listen to them, because what's nice, sometimes
they get it done, don't they?
When you meet a crazy person on the street, sometimes you learn a little bit about what their perspective is and you can kind of get in their world. And it's always important to yes and a crazy person until you can get safely away.
I was wearing sandals the other day. That's when you know I'm really hungover, when I look at socks and I get sick.
Yeah.
I was wearing my little flip-flops and there was a dude just really kind of going nuts there. No feet. No, he had feet, no shoes or socks on. And the concrete's very hot.
Yes.
And I was going to give him my sandals there, but then he did not yes and that.
You're just going to give him your sandals? Are you John
sandals?
The carpenter?
I'll just fucking give him a pair of sandals. I'll go get another pair of sandals.
It's true. But the thing is, the ground is hot.
Exactly.
And you got to walk down the street. Wendy likes to walk in your shadow. That's what she does. She sticks to her shadows because her little feet is too hot for her. Because it was 97 degrees this week. Oh, it was what a heat wave.
You know what's so fun is to be more scared. Did you read this story about a bee sting?
Oh, my God.
There's not really a crime involved here.
No.
It's a police officer.
I'd kill every bee, though.
You're not supposed to do that.
No, they're very
they're
essential.
Important for the ecology.
Apparently.
Again, only come to us for your ecology and animal and insect news.
Please.
This dude is 35 years old, right? He got stung by a bee. And then he went into a coma, and he's now dead. And it's horrible. So there's no crime here. But again, now just be scared of bees.
Oh, great.
And,
oh, good. Just a blanket, new fear.
Yep, this is
so
his wife.
How did he die, though? Was he allergic?
Happened
then that makes sense. If he was allergic to bees, and then that's how he would die.
The news comes several months after a sting led to a brain injury and coma. And then Whitney, that's his wife, she says it's been a horrific journey, so it hasn't been fun.
Yeah, if she said it was a barrel of laughs, I'd be like, that would be rough.
The thing is, so after the sting in October of 2021, doctors initially believed Alan would recover, no problem. They said he'll be home within 24 hours. However, of course, he was not there at home.
But I just
and
don't
he
understand.
Has a, they learned that Ryan has an annex brain injury. And it's even more devastating and extensive than what they thought.
But they don't know how it happened, but they think it came from the bee sting?
Well, the only thing arresting here is his cardiac. He had cardiac arrest several months later, and the brain swelled, and then they had to put him in a coma.
But all this has to do with the bee sting.
It's all because of the bee sting.
What one bee sting?
Yep. So
he was allergic to the bees.
Well, he obviously wasn't not but I don't know if he was specifically.
He must have been, because people get stung by bees every day.
Yeah.
You know, automatically turn into vegetables.
And you know what's so interesting? They actually, his
Can
wife.
Can I say the word vegetable anymore?
Of course.
And, I just did.
Yes. Whitney, she says that they basically ended up killing him because they discharged him from the rehabilitation center. And then she says, as you can imagine, this decision is heartbreaking, as we had so much hope that Ryan could recover. I know many of you have also shared that hope over the past couple of months, but he did not.
This is incredibly depressing.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Really great.
On a positive note, they got more than $139,000 from a community.
That doesn't replace the father.
No.
That doesn't replace the father.
But from the Hatboro community, they gave $140,000 to
have
care.
We arrested this bee?
No.
Because that's why I won't rest. I won't rest until I get closure.
Ben Kissel, a Shark Tank.
Bee Watch.
Bee Watch. Hear me out. Handcuffs for bees.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Well, there you go. You can freeze a bee and then you tie a little string to it. It wakes up. And then you can see a bee kind of go around and around. Have you not seen that? Jackass did it.
Wow, no. Yeah. That is actually, I didn't know. Like, you know, they're so good.
Anyway, so people so be like, last episode you made people scared of flying. Well, no, be scared of bees.
Be scared of bees.
More scared.
Honestly, I was never that happy around bees.
There is something about bee culture where it's always like, we love the bee, we're worshiping the bee, all this stuff. It's, I get it again. I know it.
Oh, God.
Makes the honey.
No, it's, but, no, and bees I love, do and, a lot of things. They
the economy,
they,
I know.
The ecology.
Yes, I know. But the bee doesn't like you.
No, the bee so doesn't care about you.
They
you
name the bees, and then
no,
they put,
they don't
there's
love
one
you.
Person who puts beejes on him, and then he has bees all over me.
Yeah,
he's
that's
like,
cool.
They
though.
Love me. It's like, no, they like the pheromone that you sprayed all over yourself because you're some kind of bee cock.
Oh
what
my
I'm
God!
Saying
we're
is,
just gonna, we're just asking
no,
for
fun.
It now.
No, we're not
we're asking for
oh
the
my
offended
God.
Letters.
Big B
of the
Big
beekeepers.
B?
We have beekeeper listeners. I've heard them before.
Honey is vomit.
Yes, we know.
Which is kind of cool if you think.
It
about
is kind of cool if you think about it.
All right.
Live from your grave.
A roast as dark as the night, perfect for fueling the cryptid research and mad ravings required for your podcasting. Don't mind the red eyes. He's just trying to warn you of the bridge.
The bridge.
Finally, from the caffeine-addled brains of Springheel Jack Coffee and Last Podcast on the Left, we bring you Mothman's Red Eye Blend. Yes, delicious Panama beans. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com to order yours today.
We should do the story about the other family that's dead.
Oh my God, this story is horrible.
This is another one of just like, I just don't want to end up like this.
Is this the newlywed couple that
yes.
you're talking to? So,
this is
oh
a beginning.
God.
We're going to have to follow this story because there's very little good to go on, but
so
it is
sad.
Highly mysterious. This is a newlywed couple. They were found slain in their Virginia home.
Oh.
And now the brother that found them is missing, which is the part of it that's very creepy.
We'll get into it, but I wonder, is he missing as a suspect or is he missing as like
no fucking clue.
They killed another dude.
Don't know. And so we'll find out. So this was the bodies of Talon Rogers. Talon. Interesting name.
I
like that name. And Elisa Wash. They're young couple, both 23. They found them. The brother of them that was living with them, who is
20.
He is 20 years old.
He's Colin.
He goes by the name of Colin Rogers. He found them. Both dead, execution style, with a gunshot to the head. They were asleep. They were shot while they were asleep. He found them. He called them into the cops, and now Colin is missing. So now that is basic. That is all we have, is we don't know what happened. Obviously, they said it was not a robbery. Nothing was taken from the home.
Mm-mm.
They were not, again, there was a first thing where you have to be like, it's not a murder-suicide, because it looked like they were both asleep
shot
when it happened.
Shot in the back of the head, too,
yep.
right?
And so it is this, no one knows what happened to them. And it, like, originally, my first instinct is like, it seems Colin might be the suspect, but I think the way they were saying is that he was sort of like a puppy dog, kid. Like he was such a part of their lives because he's only 20. He's 3 years younger than most of
them. Oh, that's a dangerous age. A lot of muster.
There is a lot of muster. But not to just kill your brother and sister-in-law necessarily.
Unless he was absolutely jealous of their love.
Wow.
So according to the release, they say due to the unknown circumstances surrounding his disappearance, that's Colin, Rogers is considered to be endangered.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, now, if you have any information on this man, he has a tattoo. It's a notable tattoo. This is why they always say wear clean underwear. You never know when you're going to get hit by it. When you have tattoos, it is something that people are going to reference. And so in his case, Colin has a snake tattoo. Okay.
Sure.
Kind of fun. And then he's a blue Pokemon. And that's on his collarbone.
Yeah, I mean, that's so, how you'd get to know him. But I don't want to, again, I don't want to get to the point where they're like, the little Z tattooed under his penis. We're talking about that on the fucking live.
So according to the Virginian Pilot, the couple's neighbor, Zach Reib, he recalled hearing a couple of loud bangs. And then the neighbor was like, 911, please. And the neighbors were described, quote, as a ray of sunshine. So anyway, that is so sad. And, I guess if you're Colin at this moment, either you're a suspect or a potential victim.
I mean, who knows? But it's definitely one of those where if you, it's the mystery.
I don't want to, if he, whatever. But I'm just saying, if I am going to be killed by someone, I really don't want them to have a blue Pokemon tattoo. Well, I'll just be like, I'm going to lose my life to this guy?
It's more likely than not. I feel like that. Maybe side stories, LPOTL@gmail.com. What is the blue Pokemon? And do we care? Because when it comes down to it, I feel like there are some Pokemons, or is it like now, like within, you know, how like 88 means Hail Hitler and stuff like that? Like, is it one of those things that within the Pokemon world, are there certain ones that have attached more nefarious meanings than others? Like, is it one called like Bling Blong and one's called like Zackadoo, and Zackadoo maybe has been taken up by the alt right. Maybe he's one of those. Let us know. Is the blue Pokemon a sign for something more nefarious on the internet?
I'm not giving the alt-right the number 88, nor am I giving them anything when it comes to Thor or Nordic culture.
I will fight.
I'm taking it back.
I want my Mjolnir. I want to be able to wear that again.
And it looks
But it is difficult when you have to describe it. Would you have to be like, this is a good one, actually. This is a good Mjolnir.
According to Bulbapedia, Nerol is a Pokemon. Now, that Pokemon is blue, as you'll notice. So perhaps it's a tattoo of Meryl. A blue
Meryl?
Pokemon. Meryl, which just sounds like a chain-smoking talent director.
Yeah. Try to catch me. Put me in a little bowl. I need to get my sciatica looked at before I go back in that little bowl.
That's dumb, man. That's Pokemon material. This is where we're at.
Yeah. Oh, please, God, be freaking careful out there. Also, update a little bit later in the episode, as usual, but they did find the I-65 killer.
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, he doesn't get brought to justice because the jackass died in 2013.
Yeah.
He died in Iowa.
But they got him, though, right? Like, technically, at least people can know that it's solved. But yes, it's hard when they've already died of a fucking natural cause in the other fucking in their home.
Hopefully all of the, I don't even know if these people, like, do you think that the Golden State Killer lived with regret every day?
I think
or
that he
do
is,
they
no.
just really don't give a shit?
He specifically, that guy was such a, he loved the fact that he got away with it. And I think that he viewed himself as so superior to all people.
Yeah.
That's why he also stopped. Like, he set it down. You know, like, it's like, I think I've done enough. Like, that vibe of, because I guess ex-cop, like, corrupt
like an
cop.
Asshole.
And then also just this type of dude that he's just, exactly. I think that he thought that, yeah, he had committed the perfect crime and then no one would ever find him. And that's why, at least there's that. When you have it, like, that we joked about that idea of, like, being against, like, getting that last Nazi, that Nazi secretary that was, like, 96 years old or whatever. But it's like, it's something nice where at least that old man gets to fucking not die in their fucking bed. Like,
absolutely.
At least you get to go to jail for a couple of years. You get to live a very uncomfortable, shitty life, and at least there's something, some kind of justice.
And of course, the people that they killed got zero justice whatsoever.
Yes.
This dude is also known, the man's name is Harry Edward Greenwell, and he was also known as the Days Inn Killer. Now, if you are Days Inn,
hey,
it's true crime. Why now? Flip it. Days Inn Killer. Pretty cool.
It is now. As someone that would be a part of the Days Inn family, you'd be like, can't we just say, like, motel? Like, that's what I'd say to the fucking to the newspapers. Like, just, did he actually stay at every Days Inn? Like, if he did, if it was, then you're fucking, well, we are reliable.
That's where
we are really, it's a place to stay at a pinch. So I could see why he did. But at the same time, I do wish he'd maybe gone to a Motel 6. He could have gone to anywhere else. Even
a
La Quinta.
The Days Inn prices are so reasonable, even a loser like a killer can stay there. Gene Gilbert was killed while working at a Days Inn in Remington, Indiana in 1989. She just wants to go to goddamn work and go home.
Those motels are very scary, especially the ones that are like right off the street.
You never know who the fuck is coming in.
True.
Especially like, that in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. And you just walk in, like those ones that are just like your door goes right to the street where like anybody can go and stay there. But again, that's what's beautiful. That's what's beautiful too, because what a nice anonymous way. Just because we are so hungry for your information. We're so invasive of your privacy. It's nice to be able to go to a place and quietly kill a sex worker in a little room. Like just so you're way away from
today. No, my goodness. February 21st.
I'm not into it.
1987, Vicky Heath. Oh, she was assaulted sexually and then she was shot twice in the fucking head.
Yeah,
anyway,
he did bad
this
shit.
Guy is horrible. I'm going to give the person who drew. Now, I don't know why. I mean, I guess people who are really into the arts probably don't go into law enforcement, but the person who drew this, what do you call this?
What's it called? Oh my God. It's when
it's
they
a
tear a picture of you
of
for the
person.
Fucking, it's a suspect sketch.
It's a suspect sketch.
Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Say,
our brains are mush today.
They did a pretty good job.
Yes.
I mean.
Yeah, they nailed him. It didn't help them get him, but.
No, it didn't.
He does look like a grifter. So
yes,
they did a
does.
Good job. And so now that guy is dead, but at least we know his name.
Absolutely, and hopefully it can lead to some closure. Also, dogs, we love them, right?
Yep.
You see this canine, he discovered 6 human skulls going through the U.S. mail system. So I don't know if these are going right to Marcus's house
or Marcus
not.
Is going to be so upset.
Well,
his birthday's going to be ruined.
Look at those skulls, bro.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, those are human skulls.
These were just found at the O'Hare International Mail Facility in 3 different packages.
They're
all prohibited.
Just don't let Marcus know. There's still time before his 40th, so we'll be able to recoup some of the skull loss. And I know, like, it's nice to, like, I'm glad that that dog felt like it did a good job, but you're ruining a ghoul's birthday.
Do you know how, this is so funny. So where do you think the skulls were shipped from? I'm asking you
for
a reason.
Is it within America or outside?
No.
They are from Italy.
Poland. Ooh. And they were confiscated because the shipper, the only reason they were confiscated is because the shipper didn't get the proper permits. Mm-hmm. And the 3 bath mats and also they just shipped them with 3 bath mats.
I mean, that's the Polish way.
Custom and Border Patrol noted that the bath mats could also contain pests and plant diseases. So they destroyed those. But there's just a bunch of skulls.
Well, because Marcus talks about how like to get actual human bone is very difficult because there's always about getting red tape
because
they don't know whether
or not
you're a
color.
Yeah, whatever. But yes, so you have to go get it accredited. You have to go and they have to die legally.
Yes, indeed.
But it's like, because you remember the bodies exhibit? They had all that problems because it was all just these like refugee bodies. It's such a shame what happened.
Yeah.
But that's why it's like now what's nice about the new kind of, in the modern times we're in, people can really choose to have their bodies donated to something like this.
Stuff it if you want to. I have a good time.
You're not allowed to.
No, I know taxidermists are going to get into a lot of trouble. Whatever. Authorities have said they have seized more than 1,600 prohibited items since last October. Most include plants, live snails, and sausages.
With those sausages?
Yeah.
Wait a second. You mean that sausage trafficking is a crime?
Yeah.
Oh, I will not stand for this. Was it another story? How is this a crime?
How is this a crime?
How are you supposed to get sausages from fucking the fatherland?
No.
I'm going to be going to the fatherland at some point. Sometime soon. We're going to go down there.
You can't bring your sausages back. Don't bring them back with you, dude.
I'm just going to fucking put them up inside me. I'll hide them in my folds.
Like one guy with the hot dog.
I'll have Natalie do the thing where she pretends to be pregnant.
With nothing but hot dogs?
Yeah, and we just fill it with all the hot dogs.
She's going to love being your hot dog mule.
Yeah.
Your sausage mule.
She knows how to make me happy.
She does.
I guess we'd have to eat them all in the airport.
Live from your grave.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here with Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah, bro. Henry Zebrowski is smoking some of that sweet last podcast on the left, babe. Go out there and purchase yourself some. I hope you enjoy it. We have sativa, we have indica, and we have a hybrid. And I have to tell you, from my personal experience, they are wonderful.
Super tasty live resin. You really get the delicious, weedy taste, which is what I like. And
yes.
3 different experiences. You go to your local vape store and get it.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We absolutely love you. Can't wait to see you on the road and get that vape, put it in your brain, and have a good time.
And if you want us at your favorite weed store, give them a call and ask for them by name.
Absolutely.
Last podcast on the left, it's weed.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail Satan.
Well, speaking of happy, let's do Hero of the Week.
Yeah.
Hero of the Week.
All right, everyone, this week's Year of the Week, it comes from a study. Now, you're going to absolutely love me for this one. So a study has found that hydration can lower the risk of heart failure. So water. You are this week's Hero of the Week.
I'm walking away.
No, you cannot walk away. I've actually spoken with Marcus about this. I don't know if you have, I don't know if you've heard my theory, but I believe water is God.
I quit.
I think that water is actually God. I think that we need to worship water.
You're just saying, just the liquid water is the hero.
Water is the hero. Water is God. We need to be worshiping water.
This is just because we're hungover.
And it is not a commodity.
This is just because we're hungover.
Nestle wants to make it a commodity, but you can't buy and sell God. So their findings suggest that consuming an sufficient amounts of fluid throughout the life only supports essential body functioning, but also may reduce the risk of severe heart problems.
This is the laziest we've gotten.
Heart failure affects 6.2 million Americans.
All of us is how we're all going to die, cancer.
It's a little bit more than 2% of the population. And it's also common among adults who are 65 or older. So you're going to want to love water, take it in, and that's why water... is Hero of the Week, according to Natalia Dimitrova.
I don't have the energy to fight you.
She says, similar to reducing salt intake, drinking enough water and staying hydrated are always ways to support your heart and may help reduce long-term risks of heart disease. So water, you are Hero of the Week. And dare I say hero for all time, because we need to really honor water.
You know what? Sure. But I also want to...
But wouldn't that be the right answer for God?
What?
It gives life. You can't have life without it. It's the bearer of all that is. It's water.
It
can also take your life.
I'm so tired.
It's an abstract idea of what a God is, but what a God is one of us.
Sure.
But it is a God.
If he's just a stranger,
we're 98%.
You're just talking about a tank of water being God, which is fine.
Water.
You know what I want to call out?
What?
For hero, my own hero, I'm taking over.
What?
For a full section.
This is the second time you've tried to do this.
The woman that had the fart license plate, met up with the other woman that had the shark license plate.
Fart and shark.
Bucking the system. That is somebody bucking the system.
No.
Were single,
I'm
someone
there
go and put a ring on it.
Why weren't they heroes, one might ask? Because true heroism doesn't get you friendship.
Water also can drown you.
It gets you an enemy.
Water can drown you. Water destroyed New Orleans.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's God. Isn't that weird?
It's not a hero all the time. It's neutral. It's like fire. It's neutral. It's not neither good nor bad. Water can do a lot of shit.
Don't know about heart disease.
Water allows seals to exist. Fun. Also allows sharks to exist. Dangerous.
No, sharks are...
Water.
We kill a hell of a lot more sharks than they kill us. Anyway. All right, let's get some listener emails.
That's actually correct. That is correct.
I know.
To us for your...
Leave
ivermectin.
The shark alone.
Ivermectin is such a great
so
way.
Good.
There's so many things it can apply to. So make sure you get your last podcast, Ivermectin. We're sailing it in the merch store, and you're going to love it. You're going to love every fucking second of it. You're going to like the way you feel.
We're going to get into bath salts next.
Oh, God. I'm going to read one letter.
Okay, fantastic.
This is fascinating.
Fascinating.
No, this is the fucking asshole talk. I will say, I did get people talk about how the vagina, the garlic in the vagina, the reason why garlic is specifically one of the only things that can be tasted by the vagina is a specific acid that is in garlic that seeps its way through.
Okay.
So you can't taste everything. But
I see. Well, garlic, that does make sense because it's pungent, strong.
So here we go. We'll talk about this. This is another story about ghost sex.
Okay.
Recently listened to Side Stories episode, and like the last listener, I haven't told anyone this in my life, because obviously they would think I'm crazy.
Right, right.
But I can attest to the fact that spectrophilia gives the most intense orgasms one can have. Of note, I'm a 27-year-old man, and recently I've had a spirit that sometimes visit my house.
Hmm.
Now, I know this spirit is around because of an intense feeling of lust and love washes over me at all the same time. Now, I'm talking an immediate diamond erection with a type of intense love that one only feels during the honeymoon stage of a relationship.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Anytime that I smoke weed with my buddies, I usually come home and experience a sensation. It's a certain type of beckoning that calls me to my bedroom. I know this feeling.
Uh-huh.
You can watch some documentaries and get it as well. Now, as I lay down to sleep, smell a sweet perfume and I have the sensation of someone on top of me.
Oh.
For about 10 minutes, it is the most full body, toe shaking orgasm I've had in my life. Now, do you touch it?
That's a good
question. I have a follow up. But also, I have some slight confirmation that something strange is going on because my dog will bark like a mad hound from the living room at my bedroom door.
Oh my God, that is so. All right. Honestly, I don't want to bring the dog into it.
That's
of course.
Not hard anymore. Now, I actually had this thing. I was watching a documentary, and then a dog like walked in, and it was literally watching the two people fuck on the thing. And I felt weird. I had to stop. Now,
God,
I don't smoke often because I have a demanding job and I don't see my friends a lot. But if I'm being haunted, I certainly don't mind.
Okay. Well, have fun having sex with that ghost. Who knows what's going on there?
Oh,
but
you,
I mean, I believe it. Sure.
Here's another ghost story. We'll do this last one. My brother got married a couple of years ago, and he loves the medieval shit, so he decided to tie the knot at one of the King Henry VIII's castles.
Oh, fun.
That's awesome. Him and one of the main people in the wedding, I'm still bitter, got to stay in the actual castle. However, everyone else stayed in these adjacent cottages that surrounded the grounds, I think dating back 200, 300 years. Anyway, before the wedding, we stayed with our cousins near Taunton.
Taunton? Right?
They lived in the creepy moors outside Taunton. We were sat in the living room having a cup of tea, just catching up, and this white figure passes the door. It wasn't blurry or faded. It was a full ghost of a man.
Wow.
Everyone is so chill and carries on as normal. However, I'm sat there losing my shit at what I just saw.
Of course.
In a very British mild manner, I say, "What the fuck was that?" And my cousin replies, "Oh, that's just Percy. They've told me about this ghost Percy before, but I thought they were just bullshitting me because I'm the youngest. Percy was a gentleman who lived in their house on the moors a long time ago, and he's known to be nice and visit daily. He's normally seen walking past the living room, but is known to change the clocks, move picture frames, hide things around the house. I've never believed them because, as previously said, but also it's because they have a dog, and the dog is never alerted when Percy's around.
Huh.
Now, I'm pretty hyper alert now as I'm staying in the house with a real fucking ghost, and I am an atheist with a nihilistic outlook, so I felt like I really needed to rethink a lot of shit.
Sure.
Right? So we moved to the cottages next to the castle 2 days before the wedding. In one of the cottages, it was all girls, so my sister and I shared a bed, and my two female cousins shared the other bedroom. Our bedroom is, of course, in the attic, and I decided to drink heavily that night to calm the old nerves.
Oh my goodness. Well, this could get dangerous.
These are family. This is actual family members, not casted.
Okay.
We retired to bed at approximately midnight and do our usual thing, skincare, sister chat, a cheeky episode of some shitty sitcom. Right, I tell my sister to do not cuddle, as she is indeed that type of person. I do not like to be cuddled when sleeping.
Well, now what is going on with this family?
People like to cuddle. People are closer, and not without having sex with each other.
Did you sibling cuddle?
No, I don't. We don't touch.
Yeah, I don't.
Then some people are closer than others.
Is
some people are closer. Yes,
okay.
The people sleep together. They do. All right. So I wake up roughly in the recovery position, facing the door, and lo and behold, I feel someone cuddling me. Without moving, I just tell what I thought was my sister, "You fuck off to your side of the bed." Right? She does it, and I try to push her off with my upper hand. However, it's like if someone was holding down my wrist. It got tighter when I moved. Being the rational person I am, I thought, sleep paralysis, because I did some good drinking. However, the rest of my body and face could move, all while this entity or thing was cuddling me. I moved to the other side of my body and felt like something was also turning. I turned my head enough to see that my sister is cuddling the wall right next to the edge of the other side of the bed. Panic sets in. I freeze in fear. What the fuck do I do now? So I just wiggle that shit until I fell free. It finally all went away, and I hid under the sheets streaming Friends until daylight.
Well, fantastic.
Very scary.
Chandler, Monica, they'll help you if you are being hugged by a poltergeist.
They said she asked her friends. We asked her family, like, what did you do? It was like, you know, this experience happened to me. And her cousins laughed and said, us too. However, we thought it was a friendly ghost, so we just cuddled right back into it.
There you go. Relax. Have fun. Well, there it is.
Triple I guess
L.
Something, yeah.
Triple L,
indeed. Triple L. Seriously. Wow. Wow, guys. We really made it.
You got to live.
We got to live.
Every day like you're a sausage.
You're doing it. Are you doing
I'm doing it.
Okay.
You got to live every day like you're a sausage being smuggled inside the asshole of Henry Zabrowski.
Please, going, I thought I was going to get here the old-fashioned way.
You got to laugh.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're a sausage who's about to be a toilet sausage.
Yeah, but I can't wait to be free. It is my purpose.
And then you got to live and you got to feed all the rats in the sewers as you're flushed down the commode.
Yeah, because that's what my shit does. Good work. Good Triple L. How hard it is?
It is.
See? Wow.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. Hope you're doing well out there. Hail yourselves.
Yeah, we'll see you. Wait, hey, May 6th.
Yes, yes.
Come see us May 6th. We will be at the Avalon Theater in Los Angeles as a part of the Netflix is a Joke series that is Ben Kissel and Henry Zebrowski trying to figure out what is a Side Stories live show. We're going to have a good time. We did it the one time in D.C. a long time ago with our friend Jen.
Okay.
Jen Tisdale, she put us up. She's always produced us so very well all over the country. And so what we're going to do this time, though, we're going to try and figure it out.
Come and watch us desperately attempt to entertain you for an hour.
Hey, man, it's going to be fun.
We'll do it.
We'll do it. We're booked. So we will get to entertaining you at some point in that hour.
Can't wait, everyone. Okay, hail yourselves.
Hail yourselves.
Magustalations.
Hail me, fuckers.
All right.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.